Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Big Monday preview and college basketball preview and picks opening lines for Tuesday, February the 13th on the Big 12 Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download that Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Everybody to the Big 12 College Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Monday, February the 12th, which means another edition of Big Fucking Monday in the Big 12, best league in the damn land. If you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, aka the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin. And joining me on the Big 12 College Experience, well, a walking contradiction himself, because he was born in Provo, Utah. He's got family in Ames, Iowa, and he lives in Morgantown, West Virginia. Co-host of the Ryan and Rush Show, Rambling Rush. Rush, what's up, man? Happy post-Super Bowl day.
Yeah, I guess.
Holiday, by the way.
Yeah, I guess they might as well call it National Hangover Day. So I know that we're all dragging today on this Monday.
Yes.
But hey, it was kind of a weird Super Bowl, but it was a good one. The bad guys won, but hey, that's what happens. So, hey, it'll still be the Patriots dynasty. Let's see if they can keep doing this as long as they can. They might be able to. They're really good team. But anyway, it's officially college basketball season, everyone. So, what are we, 5 weeks away from Selection Sunday?
Yes, less than five.
It's not that
five
far.
Weeks. Yeah, it's 5 weeks and.
Bad. My ass.
And Troy's rocking the KC Chiefs.
Of course he is.
Super Bowl shirt.
I can be persuaded away from my Dallas fandom with like a slice of pizza. Like that's about what it takes. You got an extra chicken tender with like your little box. I'm in there.
It's great though, because you know what? If the Chiefs are going to be the greatest team of all time or greatest dynasty in the end, they still got some work to do. Obviously the Patriots had a longer run, but hey, they're doing it with the Big 12 quarterback, Pat Mahomes. Shout out to Lubbock. I thought we were going to get one there for a second with Brock Purdy, Iowa State fans, but Pat Mahomes, he's the best in the damn land right now. But hey, if you're wondering who that third man in the box is, you guys know him as the 6-in champion. Also the meat smoker, because he's a green mowing weed growing. He's the guy, he's Family Civil War in Norman, Oklahoma, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Waco, and Fort Worth, Texas. He is the Big 12 guru, Troy Tuning. What's up, man?
The emotional hedge on the lock for Kansas fucked me because they didn't cover, but they still won, which we kind of knew was a pretty big possibility. But I was really hoping that I had that kind of a pull, like just me thinking that way would change the game. Not really. But, you know, at least when it came down to it, you're thinking – I'm not going to go down in a blaze betting Brock Purdy over Pat Mahomes. So it all kind of ended up as everybody predicted it to, like the backup plan is what everybody thought what would happen was just the main plan that you knew exactly how it was going to go down. So,
yeah, it's just like Tom Brady. I mean, if I'm going to lose my money, I'll lose my money on Tom Brady.
And kind of a good point is the whole, like, everyone talks about, you know, Tom Brady had the equivalent of like three separate Hall of Fame careers. Like, you could split it up into three parts and he would still get into the Hall of Fame. Yep. Mahomes just completed part one of that.
I know.
Like, his first 6 years now is a unanimous Hall of Fame first balloter.
It is crazy.
So he's got two more Hall of Fame careers to make up for, and then still got to do enough to where, like Rush was mentioning, old ass Tom Brady was still able to get him two times at the end of his career.
Yeah, he was.
So he was able to trip him up just enough to always maybe have like that domino, like, oh, it doesn't matter that Mahomes won seven. If Brady would have been in his prime, he could have always gotten him. And then no one will ever be able to prove you wrong, Rush. You got it made.
Hey, you know what the ultimate fucking fuck you to Tom Brady's going to be? It's when he's got to call the game that Pat Mahomes breaks his record and Brady's got to announce it. And he's just sitting there in Fox's studio. He's like, motherfucker, somebody give me a helmet. I got to go beat him one more time. That's the ultimate fuck you to Brady. Dude, Brady actually, I'm starting to buy it a little bit to Brady. I saw him breaking down some shit. I said, all right, he can't be worse than Romo. I mean, Romo, I swear to God, Romo was drunk last night. I swear, some of the shit he was saying, he gets wilder as the game goes on. I think he's definitely sipping on something in that studio with Jim, as he says. But
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah. But hey, this is the Big 12. That's enough NFL talk till September, even though it is year round. I want, side note, I do want to fucking drink with Jason Kelce. I like that guy a lot.
A good time.
All the videos of like people trying to catch Travis and Taylor together, and then the camera just pans over to the side and you see like he's just over there like Patty C with the case of beer in between his legs, just getting after it. Like,
that guy's something else. I am so glad he's not an Eagle anymore. I am more than happy to root for him. But hey, Big 12 real quick. Let's recap where we're at. Shout out to you guys for having a good day. I think you guys both went 5-2. I was 3-4.
No,
because of the fucking
BYU. BYU fucked me.
So would you go 4-3?
4-3.
4-3. Shout out to the UCF Very Very Shiny Knights with the buzzer beater backdoor cover. That was phenomenal. But we're at in the standings now. Houston solo place in first at 8-3. Iowa State at 7-3. Rock Chalk 7-4. Then you got what? Baylor and Texas sitting at 6-4, followed by Oklahoma 6-5 in solo place right there. Then you get a couple 5-5 teams: BYU, TCU, Texas, K-State at 5-6, Cincinnati, UCF 4-6, West Virginia, unfortunately 3-7, Oklahoma State, the Cowboys 2-9. So we'll finally, I think this is the final week of bye weeks because we only have five games this week. Houston is on bye. Sorry. Got to put my phone on do not disturb. Houston's on bye. Kansas actually, I think, has the bye next week. And then we got Oklahoma. No, they're not on bye. Texas is on bye. K-State's on bye. And who's the other one? Oklahoma State. So thoughts on where we're headed down the stretch. Houston, obviously the inside track. Rush, hand it to you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this Baylor Oklahoma game on Tuesday, seeing if Baylor can bounce back from that. I think that'll be telling, of course, in the Big 12 standings and rankings as well. I'm getting used to this whole bye week. I think I do like it, actually. I was kind of against it at first, but with this type of schedule that they play, can be a good thing. You know, potentially could be a bad thing too. You get a little tired. You don't take the bye week at the right time, just like in football. But here we go, man. This is where either the teams take off or they kind of settle back or they just kind of stay where they're at the whole time. So looking forward to seeing which team can rise to the top, seeing if Houston can hang on their regular season champion, which would be huge. But, of course, I think tonight actually says a lot with Kansas at Texas Tech. I think that's a is this time for Kansas to make their stride here in February?
Troy?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of looking at, is the fact that, you know, Kansas finally has a test here that's not at the Fog. And we are, I mean, the Super Bowl's over. We're deep enough into February. Any kind of mistake that Kansas makes from here on out is going to be what you would think is unexpected. I mean, maybe you kind of blame it on the idea that McCullough is not playing, which I have no clue if he's in or out for the game tonight. It was kind of shocking that he wasn't playing in that Baylor game.
He's already been ruled out.
Okay, so he's not playing. So at least they have something to kind of excuse this upcoming loss on. But the whole going to Lubbock thing is pretty scary. If, again, Kansas, another opportunity, go on the road, maybe show us that you're really competing for that top spot. But I'm kind of – the Iowa State-Cincinnati game seems like a matchup of guys that can play a couple of different styles. Maybe they accept the – they accept the rock fight and we get the sickos 59-57 style game or something like that. But yes. I'm pretty interested to see Iowa State go on the road here.
Me too. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Diving into, we got two games tonight. We got the Mountaineers and the Horned Frogs. That's an ESPN Plus game. Then of course you got Big Monday. And then you move over to Friday. Or sorry, Tuesday. Can't talk right now. You got three matchups on Tuesday where you got Iowa State, Cincinnati, UCF, BYU, and then Oklahoma, Baylor. So five games this week. We'll pick them all. But on the other side, because we got to talk about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NBA, NHL, and college hoops. Simply pick higher or lower. And you can win 100 times with some spicy plays. My favorite underdog play, Troy, I'll hand it to you. What are you looking at in Big Monday slate here?
I finally have the opportunity to go with two Big 12 guys. We missed the last underdog over the weekend. Tyler Perry let us down a little bit. So they opened up all the Big 12 lines and games beforehand this time. So I actually got to shop around instead of pick from one game. But I'm actually going back to Raekwon here to go higher than 13.5. I still don't know how well that's going to affect the final score, but I'm hoping that Raekwon kind of responds. And yet again, Underdog has the Hunter Dickinson rebound set at 9.5. We are going higher than that anytime they're going to set that at 9.5.
There you go. All right. So get over there. Get some hires on Raekwon Battle and Hunter Dickinson, and you can watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little bit of cash over on Underdog's website. And when you use the sign-up code TCESGBN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code TCESGBN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
GPN. Alrighty, we're back. Shout out to the chat. Yeah, You guys were calling. Somebody's hacking my phone, calling about an extended warranty on my car. I fucking paid it. Don't fucking keep calling me. So let's
Jake, dive into Jake's this. Letting us know we got the Texas logo upside down.
Oh, yeah. That's always done. I don't care how many points they won by outside.
Check out Oklahoma.
Be horns down.
Check out Oklahoma.
They finally covered a big number of courts against West Virginia. Speaking of West Virginia, they're going to TCU. This series is completely dominated by the home team. TCU's never won in Morgantown, but the game's in Fort Worth. We have not played well, really, in Fort Worth. We're obviously not playing well at all on the road this year. But I kind of feel like this is a tad high with the team coming off a 40-point loss. So I'll take the Mountaineers playing for pride, so probably lose by 10. I could see it being like K-State, BYU, where TCU controls the game just like BYU, and then K-State backdoors it at the end and loses by 10. But I don't think the Mountaineers are live to win the game. They haven't done anything on the road. So, Troy, what are you doing here? Laying the points? Or is, I don't really have much of an analysis on this game.
This is a get-right game. West Virginia on the road. I'm laying the points for the other team. We've got a system in place. And last week, the system of the fake Texas alternate line that was put in the chat was also pretty funny because it would have hit pretty easily.
Yeah, I know. It was a fucking horrible game. Dude, we get killed in Austin. I don't know what it is, but
I think the little home cooking for TCU might be the difference from your angle still being right of it being, you know, maybe a 10-point game or so. I think you can factor in 3 or 4 more points for them. I think TCU covers this and gets it done, but I think it all comes later on. I think they kind of avalanche it at the end of the game and cover by 14 or so.
TCU is in a desperate spot as well. I'm in agreement with you, Ryan. I wouldn't be sprinkling money line here for West Virginia. However, I do think West Virginia will cover this game being blown out of the gym on Saturday, a quick turnaround. Usually that's been, you know, hopefully you can cover a 12.5 point spread with that the case, but we'll find out if this team's given up or not yet. So,
yeah.
But I'll take West Virginia plus 12.5. Kennedy is on TCU.
How did Kennedy do last week?
Mrs. Kennedy did not do well.
Virtual Kennedy got screwed.
Yeah.
He transitioned back. He was only for a week.
3-4.
That's okay.
I feel like I did with the BYU and K-State game in this, where I just don't feel – I don't know what team's going to show up for West Virginia.
Yeah.
They could show up like they did, against Ohio State and Oklahoma and hang in there, or they could just lay down like they did at fucking Texas and Houston. I really don't know. We'll see.
TCU is kind of one of those teams that – you expect them to play a little bit better, but we really don't even know if they're as good as we thought. They're kind of up and down as well.
Yeah.
And so they fit the profile of the teams that West Virginia has actually shown up against.
Yeah. We'll see. And Texas, or TCU's been really weird too, especially at home. Whether it was dropping the Iowa State game, dropping the Texas game. And I don't know. They've been an inconsistent team too. So we'll see how that one shakes. Let's go to the big one, though. Tonight's a big one in Lubbock because we mentioned it. The Red Raiders sitting at 6-4 in league play. The Kansas Jayhawks sitting at 7-4. So Red Raiders trailing them by half a game. This game's in Lubbock. This place is going to be on fucking fire. Pat Mahomes might be there. I don't know. I think he went to the game after the Super Bowl last year. So McCullough's not here, and I know Kansas is usually good in February. I'm gonna be on the Red Raiders because I think they really are gonna miss McCullough. And DeJuan Harris rolled his ankle on Saturday. I think the Jayhawks are kind of really banged up right now. I think it's a bad spot. I know they're good in February and they usually find ways to win. But looking at it, they got a double road trip with Oklahoma and Texas Tech. I think they get the Oklahoma game, drop this one, and I think this is gonna be their final loss until the final game of the year against Houston, potentially. So give me a Texas Tech laying the points here. I think that they pull away late, make the free throws, win by 6 or 7 in front of what will be a raucous crowd. And they play different in that building. That place is going to be electric tonight. Make some shots. Give me the Red Raiders, lay the 3.5.
Yeah, the 3.5 seems very telling, especially against a Kansas team. I know it's a home game, but, you know, Kansas goes on the road and you still got Tech laying 3.5. Just give me those points blindly. I'll go ahead and take that home court advantage there. I do think McCullough will be missed, but this is another the issue with Kansas that we've seen all year long is that their depth is a problem. They're starting five rules, and as soon as there's any little bit of a it just seems like there's way too big of a drop off between the sixth, seventh guys coming in the rotation versus the starting five. Really think it hurts them, Tech here. But I also would think about just taking the money line to cover your ass in case they only win by 2 points or something.
I'm going to go contrarian here. I'm going to take Kansas plus 3.5. I think even though with the injury concerns right now, this is the game where Kansas starts coming into their own. It's about that time we talked about it. And because of the injuries that they're dealing with, maybe their bench comes a little more alive, starts getting that confidence that bench needs to go into the Big 12 tournament, to go into March Madness, to finish out the regular season strong. Maybe Texas Tech wins, you know, by 2 points, wins by a basket. But I think because of these injuries, maybe in a weird way, it's a blessing for some of those bench guys to come alive. I'm gonna take the points with Kansas.
Kansas. All right. So Troy, did you take Kansas with the points?
No, I'm laying it with Tech.
Okay, you're laying it.
And Kennedy's laying with Tech too.
Texas. All right, so Rush is in the foxhole with the Jayhawks in Lubbock tonight. It's going to be a big one. 9 o'clock Eastern, ESPN. That place, I can't wait to see that environment tonight. It's always a good time. Real quick, let's hit an ad before we go over to Tuesday's games in the Big 12. Because we got to talk about Hall of Fame bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame bets. The sports betting analytics platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Research all NFL, NBA, soccer with historical data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All righty. And this line actually, I think, just flipped. Cincinnati's now laying one. So basically, I was literally just looking at that as we speak. Cincinnati, who's been good at home, came through for me by the hook on Saturday. They are laying one at home against the Iowa State Cyclones. Cyclones obviously have been fucking red hot. We talk about it. They've even been pretty decent on the road. They won at Texas last week. They beat TCU, pulled away from them late. I hate this spot for them, though, especially with the big Texas Tech home game on Saturday on deck, kind of a sandwich game here with the trip to Skyline Chili. This is the spot, another spot where I want to fade Iowa State on the road. Just like faded them at BYU that one night, coming off a big home win, home blowout win. I think this is a great spot for Cincinnati to get their first marquee, not first marquee, but a big, big home win, big resume win for the tournament. I think their size, athleticism wears down Iowa State on the road. Give me the Bearcats here. Give me the Bearcats in a desperate spot. They need this marquee win. They're not going to drop back-to-back home games here on this homestand.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati can kind of force Iowa State to play the game that Iowa State's trying to break away from and speed up a little bit more. I think Cincinnati can really, you know, punch them down and bring them back down to their level and maybe play the style that they want to. And with the desperation spot playing at home, I'm taking Cincinnati, even if they are laying one. The only problem is now I can't take them as my dog.
Yeah, same problem here, Troy. I know. Yeah, I'm joining you guys. Cincinnati minus one. Cincinnati. Even if it shifted, this is the game for them to get. You know, they played well against Houston, but this is the one they need to solidify. So Kennedy is on Iowa State.
Yeah, and this is day one of Sir Yacht eating only Skyline Chili for three meals a day for a week. So. Known local Cleveland influencer Sir Yacht, who just finished. He's the guy that did the Costco hot dogs for a week for every meal. He's doing Skyline Chili for a week now. So
that should go.
I love some Skyline Chili, baby.
He's gonna lose like 12 pounds.
Yeah, he will. Let's go to Provo. Provo, BYU, who decided they were going to fucking just stop playing on fucking Saturday night. They're up fucking 18, and then they just took the last 5 minutes off and completely botched that cover. They got UCF coming to them. UCF is coming off a road loss at Texas Tech. BYU laying 10.5. Oh, it's that 10.5 number, man. Why do I feel like BYU is going to win by 10 exactly? I don't.
Well, because the angle is obviously Johnny Dawkins knows the spread. He's our James Franklin of basketball.
Yeah. You are right about UCF. UCF has been covering these games.
Yeah, barely every single time too.
I know, like, they cover by the hook like every game. I'll lay it with BYU. I feel like they're due for a blowout eventually. And this is a back-to-back road spot, tough spot for UCF out on the road, going from Lubbock now to Provo. I think they kind of get run out of there in the second half. I'll lay it with the Cougs.
I think TVDBJ has it correct. I would play that BYU first half line after watching them kind of just let Kansas State get themselves back in the game without. They weren't even really worried about stopping that run. It almost seemed like the BYU players were on the plus number for BYU in that K-State game. Yeah. But I don't know. The 10.5 is scary. I think I'm going to take the points with UCF. I think that this might be a 10-point or a 9-point win for BYU. And again, UCF still surprising us with some good basketball play, some consistent. I know they're a little bit better at home than they are on the road, and Provo's elevated, but just give them some bath salts, let them keep going. Maybe you get a palm frond on the plane or something, and bring it out there behind the goal. Got a little bit of home away from home, but yeah, I'll take the points with UCF. Actually,
don't forget this is a revenge game for UCF. BYU came was the first push of the season, covered. Well, not even covered, but won by 5 points in Orlando. UCF plays to the level of their opponents, and BYU and Provo, I think we try to make it a bigger storyline than it is. They really only have two big wins in Provo against Iowa State and Texas. They have two losses there as well. And, you know, other games like we saw against Kansas State where they get up and let it slip away or, you know, being a lot closer, especially with that hook. Give me the points with UCF. Keep going there. These big double digit lines with BYU usually don't work out. Kennedy, though, however, is going with BYU. I think I'm all opposite picks with Kennedy. Yeah.
Did Kennedy take Iowa State?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Yeah, you are all opposite. All righty. Go Cougs. Don't let me down again. Fucking those damn Mormons. Freaking, they were on the take on Saturday. I'm convinced.
Dude, they penalize people for betting. You're not supposed to bet. So they penalize you for betting.
Yeah. Well, They're due for a blow. They've been playing too many close games.
But they do, man.
Last time they did have a back to back home spot, they got up for that second one. They dropped that game to Houston, then put it on Texas. We'll see. It's not a look ahead. I was thinking about that, but you are right about them. That was a good game at the bounce house. This is going to be a good game right here.
I like this game.
Yeah, Oklahoma's going to Baylor. Obviously, Baylor is coming off the College Game Day game, and I thought they actually played pretty damn well. I mean, they were right in that game till the very end. Baylor's laying 6, which I feel like is the perfect fucking spread. I kind of want to lay it with Baylor. I thought about taking the points to Oklahoma, but I just don't think that they've been the same team over the last couple of weeks. They did have a good week last week, getting the BYU win and then winning the winning Bedlam. They were fortunate to get that one. But I like the way Baylor has started playing better defensively. And I think that they're starting to fucking make some more shots, too, in that building. I like Scott Drew here. I like the bounce back. They're the one coming off a loss. I'm going to lay it with Baylor here. I think Baylor pulls away late, wins by 9 or 10. So give me the Bears here in a bounce back off the fog loss.
And no, I don't really have any knowledge on whether Langston Love has been ruled out completely or anything like that. But I will say the Scott Drew way. If he says someone is, you know, a game time decision and that guy misses the game, that usually means that there's at least a few more games that are going to be missed by the guy. Cause either Scott Drew says he's a game time decision and he plays 38 minutes, or you don't see him for, you know, a week and a half or so. But I'm going to lay it with Baylor too. I think they're a little bit too athletic, and you know, they had three wide open threes that they, one of them goes down, they take Kansas to overtime in the fog. Again, not that Kansas is that unstoppable force this year, but they are a pretty good measuring stick, and going into the fog is pretty rough. But you know, Oklahoma is one of those teams that's just way too up and down. I will lay it with Baylor and probably eat shit on it when they win by five, but I'll go ahead.
Hopefully if they get up 15 like they did against Texas Tech, they don't blow the cover and win by six exactly.
I think this is a Baylor smash spot.
Yeah.
I Baylor coming off that, you know, close loss at the fog kind of built some confidence there. Oklahoma's won two in a row, so we know when they win two in a row, they're due for a loss.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good about this Baylor pick. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm laying the points on Baylor.
All right, so we agreed.
And Kennedy agrees too, so.
There you go.
There we go.
All righty. It does it. All five games. Quick slate, like you said. Time to give out our lock dog and a money line parlay. For my lock, go to the 513. Give me the Cincinnati Bearcats as my lock. Going back-to-back Cincinnati. They came through for me on Saturday, getting 5.5 against Houston. They're going to beat Iowa State tomorrow. Lock up the Bearcats. You guys? Troy?
I'm locking TCU.
Jesus.
The biggest line. I'm locking them.
I'm with you. Skyline Chili at Ryan, Cincinnati.
Troy's going down. Dog. I don't really have a fuck. I have one dog, and it's West Virginia. And I don't want to give them out.
Well, it depends. Chad, are you on Dub V? This?
Yeah. Chad, what Chad? Maybe this is the West Virginia game.
I think Chad's probably on TCU.
Yeah. That's untrue, Tyler. I've picked some good spots to fade Iowa State. I was on BYU when they got fucking ran out of the building in there. I covered by the hook with Kansas. What other game? There's a couple.
There you go. Locked in WU for Chad.
There you go. No. You are not taking WU. Dog. I'll go alt line with one of these favorites.
Yeah, I'm going Kansas. Alt line TCU to 16.5.
Yeah, your one's easy. your one's easy, Rush. I mean, Kansas as a short dog, so you got Kansas. What'd you say, Troy, for your dog?
I was saying you should just alt line TCU to 16.5.
No, I'm not rooting for that. Fuck that. I think
I'll go UCF outright on the road in Provo.
Ooh,
damn.
That's a good dog.
That's a great dog.
It's going to be plus 400 something.
I'm going to alt line.
Do the famous 7.5 Baylor. What can go wrong?
Alt line.
Yeah, extra points. You need Baylor to cover extra points at Foster Pavilion.
I think Kansas is going to get smacked around a little bit tonight. They're a wounded animal here. I think Texas Tech's going to put it on them late.
We're in a dog battle, Ryan.
There we go. Let's go -7.5. Where's 8.5? Nah, -6.5 plus 150 for the Red Raiders. Give me Texas Tech alt line. Let's go, Red Raiders. Guns up. Guns up. There you go. That does it for another edition of, Elliot, -9.5. Love it. I hope you're right. Hope they fucking beat the shit out of Kansas. It'd be great. Does it for another edition of the Big 12 College Experience. Back here later talking Tuesday slate. We'll probably go live around 10 Eastern, I think, tonight. Reminder, tonight's early night, but West Virginia plays at 8, so we'll probably go live during the second half of Kansas and Texas Tech. Rush and I will be on over at the Ryan and Rush show here in about a half hour with the TCU pregame notes and get you set for that matchup. We'll maybe talk a little Kansas and Texas Tech too, since We talk Big 12 over there as well. But Troy, what you got going on, man?
Just trying to recover from the Super Bowl, really. I mean, it'll be nice to sit and watch basketball and do nothing, but might doze off a few times.
Today's a shitty day. It's just nobody's doing. I was so unproductive today. I was just felt like a fucking wet turd, just fucking sitting there, fucking not being productive to as a member of society today. Going through the motions is what I like to say. But Rush, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
See you over at the Ryan and Rush Show. About half an hour, everyone. Have a good Monday, everyone. Welcome back to reality, as they like to say. No football.
No doubt. This is a welcome back to reality.
It's DC Defenders time. What are you talking about?
There you go.
I was going to say no NFL, no college football for 6 months. But, hey, you know what? We also got UFL. So, hey, let's go. And college basketball, this is the best time of the year. Next month and a half leading into the first Saturday in April, that's the road to why am I drawing a blank on when the Phoenix. I don't know why I was about to say New Orleans. The Super Bowl's in New Orleans. I'm all over the place today. See you guys later, and we are out of here. Go Beers.